Green for three. Off the mark, no good. Marquise Morris has it. Throws it inside and throws it out of bounds.
NBA Strayer, how you going? That's right, it's NBA Strayer. It's Saturday. It's a Saturday show again. That's right, October 10. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer sometimes. For Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, literally whoever else wants to cross these greasy palms with some of that booze money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios on the weekend. And there's still coffee mugs everywhere. Awesome. In Larry Armour Studios, just building a pyramid. Look, we're giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA Orlando bubble during the finals, breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you while repping Australia a bit. That's what we do. And holy crap, what a game five of the finals. That was awesome. We got ourselves a series. Love it. Awesome scenes between Miami, LA today. And look, we've got to do a show. We're going to wrap it up. We'll preview game six for Monday. And we're going to have all the usual dumbassery. That's not an iFold, mate. No, mate. Spud of the night. Pantsing of the evening. Better than Lonzo Ball. Legend of the weekend. There's, of course, a bunch of yeah-nahs. I think most of them are sent through by listeners, which is legendary. We've got the unpopular opinion of the day. We've got our back takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grilled take. And because we had some legendary performances, we've got a Grey Mamba, Andrew Gaze, Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. As well as a Shane the Hammer Heel Shooter Shoot Shoot Your Shot Light 'Em Up Award. And it's pretty good. So we'll wrap up all the picks we had in yesterday's show with Lakers fan Tim. That's brought to you by playup.com.au. As well as the pick and preview for Game 6. Unreal. And we might just tag a Cooking with Bainesy on the end of it. What do you reckon? All right, man. This is NBA Strayer episode 499. That's right. Episode 500 with a super secret special guest on Monday. But for now, let's do 499. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
The Jimmy Butts attack! If you're the Los Angeles Lakers of Los Angeles, California. I think that's the right pronunciation, isn't it? All right. Look, there's nothing really in the way of news to wrap up, but we'll just do a daily quick up, you know, whip around, I guess. What is it? Daily whip around? The zinger. The extreme zinger meal. Oh, no, bro.
The extreme zinger meal.
He's had surgery on his meniscus. Bit weird because it's fucking October. He hurt that, the start of September? Come on, Zinger. We need you back. So, you know, at some point in 2021, March, June, who fucking knows, we get a supercharged Zinger Burger.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
That's all I want. Come on, mate. Come on. But look, whatever. The Chinese ban seemingly on the NBA also ended with Game 5. Pretty good. The Chinese would have gotten themselves a bit of a fucking rip snorter, I reckon. Yeah, it's about 12 months to when, you know, Daryl Morey caused a bit of furor about, I don't know, tweeting his support for, checks notes, democracy? Oh, yeah, cool. Way to go, China. You fucking loons, I love it. You are awesome and hilarious. Oh, fuck yes, we're not going to watch it then. All right, sick. Lederhosen. All right, let's wrap up an absolutely fucking bonkers awesome Game 5 of the NBA Finals in the NBA Australia Game Wrap. Game rap, game rap, game rap, game rap, game rap, game rap. Here we go. We have a game six. The Heat go into LA. The Lakers, the home team. 111, the Heat win at 108. The Lakers, unreal game. Ups, down, suspense, intrigue, romance. It had it all. And as long as we get a game six, I didn't give a fuck. That was awesome. So look. To wrap up the game, I mean, it was an awesome start, wasn't it? We got, first half, out of the blocks, the Heat did not look scared, did not look like they were here just to make up numbers. They absolutely crushed it, and it was really fun to see. It's like, yes, of course the Heat aren't going to be fucking shrinking daisies at this point. And we had Duncan Robinson. He proved that he was still alive, out there crushing it. Had it going in the first half. Kendrick Lamar, none. What a bounce back for him. He was awesome the first half, 11 points. We had Anthony Davis flopping and sooking on everything. I think I tweeted out, AD goes down in a heap, doesn't get up, writhing around in pain. I've been shot! And then like 15 seconds later, he's walking it off going, no, I'm good. So, all right. You're the boy who fucking cried, oh, I've been killed a million times. But look, the first half was a Jimmy Butler, LeBron, mano-y-mano fucking arm wrestle, wasn't it? Butts got to the line a million times. He had a 22-6-6 at the half. Bron had his three going. He shot a 9 of 11 in the first half. He was unreal. 3 of 4 from deep as well. He had 21-4-3. So it was absolutely unreal. It was just an absolute fucking hammer and tong punch on, which I absolutely love to see. Just two gun dudes go at it. But the Heat got up 11 points in the second quarter a couple of times. AD did some work, though. There was like a 3 that he hit. He shook loose for a couple of dunks as well. Bam was just looking a little slow. Still a little bit bammed up. There you go. He had 13 and 7 did AD in the first half. Rondo had 3 really good possessions at the end of the second quarter as well that kept the Lakers right in it. Unfortunately for the Lakers, Rondo did sweet fuck all else for the rest of the game. Ended up only being a 4-point margin. And you feel like the Heat had played really, really well. It was only 4 points because of an insane butt shot right at the end of the half. But look, great game. It was awesome, and it set up perfectly. And like, here we go, 60-56, second half, game 5 of the NBA Finals. I wish I was shit-faced and in a bar in New York like I have been for most of the other finals in this decade. Famously, I think we're at a great bar in the East Village when, like, most of the cast of Scrubs walked in during that famous LeBron J.R. Smith game in, 2017? Which was fucking hilarious. No, 2018. Which was hilarious. It's like, holy shit, there's Zach Braff and fucking Donald, what's his name, from fucking Scrubs. Anyway, but the second half, you're just sitting there going, fuck, we're on one here. This is great. AD hits a massive 3. LeBron hits another massive 3. He's like suddenly 10 of 12 from the floor, crushing it. But the thing is, this Miami team don't quit. They just kept scoring throughout the third quarter. And it wasn't like just, look, if it wasn't Jimmy Butler going to the line or Duncan Robinson knocking in just even more insane threes. He had I think he hit 3 threes in the third quarter and a 4-point play in there as well. Even Crowder hit a couple of threes, which is crazy. But like the Lakers, every time they fucking, I think I tweeted out, like they're winding up for the knockout punch. And every time they wound up, the Heat just had their guard up. And they're like, nah, we're good. They'd block it. They'd get another shot. They'd score as well. Meanwhile, Kuzma and Rondo shot 1 of 9 for the quarter. And you feel like if the Lakers had gotten a little bit more out of those two fellas, they might have been right there. But it ends with Bam getting a massive block on Rondo, and the Heat go into the fourth quarter going, here we go. We're fucking up 6, mate. We're laughing. And then the Lakers are like, oh, yeah, what do you reckon about that? Nah, not good, eh? Look, Duncan Robinson hit another 3, and he was just great to start off the fourth. There's turnovers everywhere for the Lakers in the first 3 minutes. Kendrick Lamar, none, hit a 3. Miami are up 6, but then came the inevitable Lakers run where they take a lead. It was absolutely inevitable. And this is the thing, like, you know that they're going to do it. It's going to be up to the Heat to withstand it and then come back. And it led to one of the more magical moments I think you'll get in an NBA Finals game ever. Because we've got a LeBron dunk, AD hits some free throws, KCP, he hits a massive 3, has a layup as well. The Heat's rebounding woes seem to be giving them a couple of fits here and there, but they just sort of shake it off because AD's hobbling a little bit. He's fucked his foot. He's gone down or at least a couple of times. He's a bit sad in the last, half of the last quarter. It was a bit, oh shit, watch out, is AD all right? But LeBron goes, fuck it, I'm taking over. We had 6 straight possessions where LeBron and Butts just go back and forth. Just back and forth. And it was fucking glorious. It was tied at 101. 2 minutes left. Butts hits a massive mid-ranger. LeBron gets an and one. Lakers go up 1. Butts, he hits another shot. Heat go back up. The shots that Butts was hitting were just fucking crazy. LeBron gets his own miss and gets a layup to put the Lakers back up. Butts gets fouled at the other end with 40 seconds left. Hits his clutch free throws. Anthony Davis gets a KCP miss. He puts it in a bit of meta world peace shit against the Suns in the 2010 Western Conference Finals. The old air ball, kind of grazed the rim, whatever, grabbed the half-cut rebound out of nowhere, put it back up. Lakers go up one, 20-odd seconds left. Butts just goes, fuck it, head down, goes to the hoop, gets his contact, hits both free throws. Heater up one, 16 seconds left. LeBron drives, kicks to Danny Green. Danny Green for the brick. Brick. Keith Morris gets the rebound somehow. Second effort from Crowder really fucking hassles him. Keith throws it away, trying to get it to Anthony Davis. Game basically over for the Lakers. Tyler Hero, they get the inbounds in just. Jeez, it was close. LeBron can't. Look, he hits both free throws to Tyler Hero. There's 1.3 seconds left. LeBron gets the inbound from Rondo. Kind of turns around and has like a bit of a look, but just doesn't have the legs underneath him to really get an actual good-looking shot off. You're like, oh, man, Dame would have hit that. What do you reckon? So there we go. Heat win. And it's just an absolute fucking stoush that fourth quarter. I'm like literally the edge of the couch, transfixed, just going, this is fucking gross. So that was awesome. Loved it. Lakers lose. You got to love that. So 55% the Lakers shot in the first half. And then that ends up being 46%. And 14 of 38 from three, which is not horrible, but it was 8 of 25 in the second half that they shot. Which is, I don't know, Kobe would have won Kobe a finals MVP. But 15 turnovers as well. The start of the fourth quarter when they kept turning it over really, really stymied any sort of run that they would have. LeBron James, look, incredible game. Incredible, incredible game by LeBron. 40 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals. He has 4 turnovers, but shoots 15 of 21, including 6 of 9. Nice from 3. And really looked like he was like, nah, fuck it, we're not losing. And then anytime he relied on anybody else to do fuck it, anything, he was let down. Anthony Davis ends up with 28 and 12. Just kind of kept filling in the gaps, which when he was hobbled, you're like, oh, I mean, that's all you kind of want from him and all you can probably get from him. But he was dominant early, especially defensively. He had 3 blocks, 3 steals, looking the goods, but then really slowed down by that foot injury. And it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with him with Game 6, isn't it? Notorious KCP, he was really, really fucking good again. And there was a point where it's like, Notorious KC Finals MVP. What do you reckon? 16 points for him in his 31 minutes, goes 3 of 8 from downtown. Danny, not the box of green. Spuds it up, misses the game-winning, basically, shot. The go-ahead shot at the very least. I mean, tough scenes. He was 2 of 4 at that point from downtown. Ends up, obviously, 2 of 5. 3 of 8 overall, but scenes there. Kuzma was pretty fucking horrible. Look, you're not going to sort of sit back there and watch that game and go, ah, Kuzma cost him the game, but he shot 3 of 10. And there's like 2 or 3 shots that he misses that you're like, oh, that goes in. The Lakers probably win this. Goes 0 of 4 from deep with his 7 points, only 1 rebound as well. And the Kuzma games that are really good are when he's up and about and has like, I don't know, it can be anywhere between 9 and 18 points. But also he tags it with like 7 to like 8 rebounds. And you're like, oh, right. He's just fucking getting in there fighting for it. Needed more from him today. Keith Morris was definitely Keith and not Marcus, wasn't it? 0 of 2. We're going to talk about him as well later. Both from 3. 1 rebound, 3 turnovers, 4 fouls in 21 minutes. Just covering himself in Morris glory in a closeout game. That's what Morai do. Rondo ends up with only 4 points, 5 assists, shot 1 of 7. Yeesh. And Caruso put on a Caruso. 1 of 3 for 3 points. Did have a charging call called against him, which was pretty funny. It's like, all right, that's... seems a bit unfair, but that's all right. And Dwight started again. I'm not entirely sure why we're sticking with Dwight at this point. The old Lakers. 15 minutes, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 3 fouls, and 0 fucking impact. Should have been tossed as well and gotten at least a, flagrant 2 for his hit on Butler. But yeah, there you go. Lakers, look, outside of LeBron and AD, just not enough. KCP really stepped up, but everybody else was probably the problem there. And we'll talk about that in a second. Heat, they were incredible. What a great, great team effort. They shoot just, they actually shot worse than the Lakers. They go 45.8% on 83 attempts, but they end up with 1 more attempt. And that's kind of the clincher, really, in the end. The free throw battle is pretty much the same. They both take 22 and 21 free throws The Lakers shoot 38 threes and the Heat take 33, but they hit 14 of their 33 as opposed to the 14 of their 38. So big leg up there. A lot of that's Duncan Robinson. He's incredible this game. But triple-double, 35, 12 and 11. 11 of 19 shooting, goes 1 of 3 from downtown, but the 12 of 12 from the free throw line and the 5 steals are probably my favorite part of this game. Four butts. Well, that and the just the fucking shot making down the stretch where he's like, ah, fuck it. I'm Jimmy Butler. I'm going to charge $50 a coffee. I don't give a fuck anymore. And I'm just going to keep throwing up triple doubles. What an enormous performance from Butts. God damn. Talk about the making of a legend. It's right there. Bam. 13, 4 and 4 for him. 5 of 12 shooting. Just doesn't look like he's got it going because he's injured. I mean, it's 65% of Bam best case at the moment, isn't it? Yeesh. But Duncan Robinson, more like Duncan Robinson had a putback, which was beautiful. 26 points, 5 rebounds, goes 7 of 13 from downtown. He was an absolute weapon today. Tyler Hero has 12 points, goes 2 of 3 from deep as well. Look, Hero had a weird game where it was like, he felt like he was always threatening, but he has 12 points on 11 shots, goes 4 of 11. Has a couple of turnovers, but I feel like each game he's at least gone, nah, fuck it, I belong here. And every time he takes a shot, he's like, no, this is going to be all right. So look, I can't fault the 12 points and 11 shots. Crowder, however, but it's a slap in the face to the integrity of the game of basketball. We don't talk about Jay Crowder more. Isn't that right, Draymond Green, you absolute flog? Yeah, we should talk about Jay Crowder missing 7 threes in a game, way more. 2 of 9 from 3 for 11 points, 4 of 13 shooting. But look, defensively, doing good things against LeBron. His switchability with Iguodala and how he can play bigger, play smaller, pretty handy. So good job, Crowder. Iggy was pretty good too, 20 minutes. Doesn't really trouble the score, 0 points, but has 6 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal and a block. Very handy. Chucks in 5 fouls in 20 minutes as well. Thanks, Iggy. And Kendrick Lamar, none though. What a game for the rookie. What a bounce back. 14 points off the bench, 6 of 11 shooting, 2 of 4 from deep. Has 3 assists and 4 rebounds. No Kelly Olynyk. Old mate Eric Spoelstra is just going, fuck the Canadian hoser, Kelly Olynyk. I'm sick of his ugly ass face. We're not going to play him. But there you go. This is the second time all season that LeBron James and Anthony Davis have scored 60 points combined and the Lakers have lost. And it's also the first time in these playoffs they've lost in the Mamba jerseys. Lakers fan Tim and I talked about that yesterday, how it's all sort of stacked up and going, they've never lost when all this has happened. It's like, it's going to happen at some point. And boom, it did today. Lakers lead the finals 3-2. We've got a game 6. We're fucking locked down here in Melbourne. It's bullshit. It fucking sucks. Pricks can't wear their fucking masks or at least fucking follow very basic instructions and not get every prick they know sick. But at least we get one more game. At least one more of the NBA Finals. So let's do an NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night, shall we?
That's not a night. That's a night.
Oh, LeBron. Nah, I'm not going to give it to LeBron. It's Jimmy Butler. Get the fuck out of here. 35 points for the Buttman. 12 rebounds, 11 assists, and 5 fucking steals. I mentioned that the steals thing is pretty fucking crazy. Because it is. He's only the second player ever to have a 30-point triple-double and 5 steals in a playoff game. Ever. That's pretty bloody good. He joins, I think, Gary Payton, who did it in the 2000 playoffs. Fucking hell. Incredible performance by Butts. Weirdly enough, actually joins LeBron as the only other player to have multiple 30-plus point triple-doubles in a final series too. But look, more importantly, the clutch gene that Jimmy Butler possesses is off. It's like eating up everybody else's clutch genes. It's like the fucking eat the heart of your enemy and gain his strength. It's like Jimmy Butler is just eating everybody's clutch genes. Like Joel Embiid's never going to hit a game-winning shot because of this, right? Or Karl Anthony Towns. Because he literally outscored the Lakers in clutch time by himself. He had more points in clutch time, 11, than the Lakers did. They had 9. The Lakers are outscored 15-9 in clutch time in this game, and Jimmy Butler outscored them 11-9 himself. That is, to go with a 35-12-11-5, get the fuck out of here. But what a shooting performance as well. 11 of 19 from the floor, 12 of 12 free throws. He's basically creating every fucking shot on the offensive end as well, and he only has three turnovers. Hit a three early on as well. And at that point, you're like, here we go. Watch out, Butts. Ends up only going 1-3. But still, what a performance. 35-12-11 in a Game 5. Must win. Close out game for the opposition. Jimmy Butler, you absolute fucking gun. Like, there could not be more of a perfect idealized version of the, oh, cool, that's awesome, LeBron. You just dropped a dirty 40-13-7. Well, that's not a knife. That's a knife. 35-12-11 with five steals. Who's old mate no mates, though?
Old mate no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Geez, take your pick. Danny Green probably getting roasted, but also Markieff Morris. Look, they're both going to also feature in Spud of the Night, so why don't we just go straight into that as well?
Spud of the Night.
Look, this is fucking wild because until the very end of this game, I had actually written in my notes, oh shit, who the fuck gets Spud of the Game? Is it going to be Kuz or is it going to be Rondo? And then Markieff Morris just pops his hand up and goes, oh, hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, it's me. Hello, it's Markieff Morris. And then Danny Green's like, oh, see this game-winning shot, Jimmy? I'll miss that. So I'll take Spud of the Night as well as Old Mate No Mates, please. So yeah, Markieff Morris and Danny, not the Boxer Green, have got to go back to that locker room there in the Orlando bubble. There is zero chance they make eye contact with LeBron James. Like, zero fucking chance. Like, LeBron is just sitting there fucking staring daggers at them. And, like, Danny Green's going to be like, got my left shoe, got my right shoe, gonna put him in my bag. Markieff Morris has hit the showers. He's sitting there sobbing quietly. But Markieff Morris, what a line. What an absolute line. 23 minutes, I think it was. 23, Jesus Christ. Like, 23 minutes, 0 of 2 from the floor. Both of which were from three, has 0 points, only has one rebound, and that was the rebound where he committed one of his three turnovers and throws it out of bounds. Lakers lose the game. Three turnovers, four fouls, 0 points, one rebound, zero assists, zero steals, zero blocks. Markieff Morris, that is some spud-worthy shit. And Danny, not the Boxer Green. Look, he hadn't been too bad, and it's the right play. I'll talk about the right play later, but 8 points, one rebound, one assist, one block, one turnover, three fouls, 2 of 5 from three, of course, missing the most crucial one of all. Definitely both combined Spuds of the Night and Old Mate No Mates, and you could probably throw Kuzma in there as well. He was 0 of 4 from downtown. Not great, and Rondo 1 of 7, but look, we'll talk about that in a second. Pantsing of the Night. I kind of want to give this to Bam panting himself by pretty much missing an open dunk, and it was just heartbreaking. I'm like, ah! He's dunking over the top of, like, no one's actually there, but he's kind of just a bit shook and just cooks it a little bit, just overcooks it a little bit, and you're like, ah, Bam, this hurts my... Whereas, you know, the Bam that we know and love would tomahawk that shit and baptized the poor Laker underneath him. I think it might have been AD. So that was a bit of a pantsing, and it was a bit sad, but oh well. But the real pantsing of the night probably goes to Jimmy Butler giving Danny Green just the cold shower right there after the game as well. Goes, oh yeah, look, hey, Danny Green missed that shot at the end. It's like, oh, space. Pantsing. Anytime you can drop the name of the dude who missed the game-winning go-ahead shot, Jimmy Butler will do it. So you got pants there, Danny Green.
Not ideal.
Who was better than Lonzo Ball, though?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. It's going to be weird for Lonzo when his youngest brother is going to be better than him. straight away. Anyway, Tyler, there goes my hero. There goes my hero. Dropping fucking threes. 12 points. Pretty bloody good. That's 12 more points than Lonzo's ever scored in all of his playoff games combined, because zero is less than 12. But I really want to give this to Kendrick Lamar Nunn. 14 points. What a bounce back, though. Like, to have that poor fucking guy go 2 of 11 in game 4 and really just stink up the joint, probably cost the Heat a bit of a chance in that game. To bounce back, have the confidence in himself, the confidence in his shot, and to not back down, not to shit the bed. 14 points, 6 of 11 shooting, 2 of 4 from deep, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and crucially, 0 turnovers. I feel like Spo used him really, really well. There's a little bit less on-ball action for Kendrick Lamar. None. And when they did use him handling the ball, they put him in really good positions. They're coming off some nice sort of side screens and like the odd sort of Crowder action. It was weird to see, but it was fun to see, and good on him to actually put his balls on the line and come up good. Legend of the weekend. It's got to go to Jimmy Butler. I mean, it's the opposite of dickhead of the week. It's legend of the weekend. Jimmy Butler hitting those free throws down the stretch, cool as you fucking like, was absolutely unreal. But then it wasn't as cool as the shade that he threw at Danny Green in that post game. I mean, hot damn. Singling that motherfucker out and just going, yeah, you know, Danny Green misses that shot. We're pretty good. Good on you, Jimmy. You absolute savage legend. I love it. What a game. Awesome scenes. Loved it. Hope you're enjoying it with a couple of cold tins. Let's go do some Yanars right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, time for some NBA Stray Yeah Nahs, and they are brought to you by thedailyliquor.com from East Ninth Brewing. Remember, if you're in Melbourne and you're under lockdown, this interminable fucking lockdown, don't waste your time outside going to the Bottle-O. Go to thedailyliquor.com, have a look at all their awesome beers. I love that sample brew, that three-quarter IPA. That's awesome. The Dos X, the Dos Blocos, the ginger beer. Ugh, so good. But they've also got a crap ton of wines and cocktails for you as well. So even if you're not into beers, you're sorted out. And the best part is, they'll deliver it to your door. You don't have to do anything. It's fucking great. And the best part on top of that is, if you use the code STRAYA, when you spend 20 wing whams, $20, $20 edos, they'll give you a free six pack of the Dos X. The Red Devils, I fucking love them. You can drink them until the cows come home. I think we actually got a testimonial as well for the same thing where one of the listeners is like, oh, I was watching the footy the other night, turned around and I drank half a slab. Holy shit. That's what I'm all about. Love that. All right. So use the code STRAYA for a free bonus six pack of the new Dos X whenever you spend $20. And you can use that as many times as you want that code. So get around it. It's for the Melbourne metro area. Same day delivery before 1 o'clock. Go smash thedailyliquor.com right now. Use the code STRAYA. Buy a sixer. Buy a bottle of wine. Get some locktails. Get a sixer on your old mate Jimmy. Love it. All right, let's do some Yeah Nahs, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more nah, yeah, or more nah, decide. That's right. Big G Jezzer asks, Jimmy Buckets, is MJ's illegitimate son, Jimmy? Yeah, nah. Look, this is one of those hilarious, like, internet rumors that's out there. So, to be honest, nothing I've seen has proven this incorrect. So, Jimmy Buckets being MJ's illegitimate son, I'm not going to say nah. I mean, just out there dropping fucking pretty crazy MJ numbers. 35, 12, and 11. MJ never even fucking put up 230-point triple-doubles in a final series. So, look, there you go. Big G Jezzer also asked, yeah, nah, Jimmy, Mark Jackson talks about LeBron the way Bruce McAvaney talks about Ciro Rioli. Yeah, nah. He comes close, but I don't think he has the quiet, just absolute skeet, 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 splooge, 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 delicious, delicious, delicious of McAvaney when McAvaney just gushes about Cyril, right? Like, it's very, very close. But yeah, Mark Jackson just loves it, but nothing will ever top Bruce McAvaney's love of Cerioli. Not even Bruce McAvaney's love of fucking winks will top that. Josh Rolfe, did the Lakers just shit the bed, Jimmy? Yeah, nah, fucking yes, they did. They did. They were there. They had it. They were in the lead. They got outscored by Jimmy Butler in the clutch. So that's a shitting the bed right there. We know Jimmy Butler's a fucking gun, but as a team, I don't feel like you should be getting outscored by one dude in the clutch. So especially in a closeout game in the NBA Finals, that's a bed shitting right there. So good one, Josh. Scotty Baxter asks, yeah, nah, Jimmy, they need one more star, Miami, and they'll be scary next year. I'll say, yeah, nah, nah, Scotty Baxter, they're already fucking scary. Holy shit. One more year of Duncan Robinson and Tyler, there goes my hero. And one more, look, if they get Bam back, they re-sign Goran. Like, this is a team that fucking steamrolled Milwaukee, who's Algonquin for the good land, and the Boston Celtics, and they're still putting up a fucking fight in the NBA Finals down Goran and with 60% worth of Bam. They're scary right fucking now, but once they sign Giannis, holy shit, it's going to be off the chain. Brett Pierce asks, yeah, nah, Jimmy, LeBron shits under Danny and Keith's pillows tonight. Yeah, nah, fuck yes. So I mentioned this, how everybody else on the Lakers should be fucking absolutely ashamed of themselves. Because, I mean, look, LeBron and Anthony Davis went 24 of 36 from the floor. They accounted for 87 of the 108 Laker points. The rest of the Lakers shot 14 of 46. I feel like LeBron and Anthony Davis should be shitting under Danny Green and Markeith Morris's pillows and Kuzma pillows and Rondo's pillows. Like, there's got to be a smackdown late at some point. It's like, everyone's going to wake up with pink eye. It's like, oh, isn't that a thing of Corona? It's like, nah, just shit under their pillows. Good one, Brett. That's a lovely one. I love it. Paul Arney, old friend of the program, Paul, jumps on. Oi, Jimmy. Yeah, nah, the Lakers played like they already had the ring on their fingers. AD shoes said it the most. Yeah, nah, fuck yes. Those shoes felt pretty fucking presumptive. You know? It's like, all right, we're already wearing the Mamba jerseys. I know that you want to wear the shoes and be like the champion in the six shoes, but at the same time, you haven't fucking won it yet, Anthony. And you've not won it before. So, I don't know. The best part is he was asked about it after the game. He's like, oh, it's basketball. It's the finals. It's just like this, you know. We just would have, if we had hit some shots, would have been. Anthony Davis has got the timbre and fucking personality of a wet paper bag, like wrapped around a cinder block. Get the fuck out of here, you dork. Finally, was that a dumb challenge with the LeBron charge from old mate Vogues? Yeah, nah, fuck yes. I don't know. I feel like we should be just mashing this home a little bit more because it cost them a timeout. And it's LeBron's first fucking goddamn foul anyway. Duncan Robinson draws the charge. He's kind of moving with him. Then they bitch and moan about the Anthony Davis get up in the air verticality call that's called blocking. He was in the fucking restricted area anyway. And he's moving all the way to his left. It's not vertical if you go up and like fucking 2 feet to your left, you idiots. Meanwhile, Vogues is out there just blowing a fucking timeout because LeBron's like, oh, that wasn't a charge, bro. It's like, maybe, just maybe, don't challenge that. LeBron's like, nah, I didn't do it. It's like, I don't care. We're going to save the timeout because just, I don't know, just say that we're down three with 1.3 seconds left. I feel like we might need a timeout in that situation. Too bad. You already burnt it, Vogues. So that was a big fuck up on his part. All right, speaking of fuck-ups, let's do the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please.
Look at me. I'm fucking 100% fine with LeBron passing that ball to Danny Green, the open man. He's 2 of 4 for 3. He hits that shot. The game is like, fucking, here we go, we're on. But he cooked it. He just fucking cooked it, Danny Green. I mean, we've seen MJ do it. We've seen Kobe do it. We've seen all the greats pass out of good spots for better shots and for game-winning shots. I mean, MJ famously did it a bunch of fucking times. John Paxson, Steve Kerr, Kobe did it for Meta World Peace. Look, LeBron's done it before as well. So I think we can't really shit on him for, like, passing to the open man when it's, like, fucking pretty tough for him to score right then and there. It's the kill shot. It's just that Danny Green missed it. So, yeah, I can't really blame him for that. And if you do blame me for that, I don't know, man. That's a bit fucking silly, I think. Outback Takehouse for today. It's Saturday at Outback, and I don't know what this usually means at Outback Takehouse. How about some blooming onions? I don't know. No prick in Australia eats this shit. All we do with onions is throw them on the fucking barbie, burn them to a crisp, and then chuck them on a snag. And if you do anything else with them, it's un-Australian, I'll tell you that much. We've got one lunatic ex-fucking Prime Minister who used to eat them raw, but he's a fucking nutter. And you fat bastard Yanks want us to deep fry it, so here we go. It costs fuck all money, so that's a loss leader for you idiots. And your arteries. Only at Outback. Today's Flame Grill take is... pushing a Lakers team to at least 6 games without a fully healthy Bam Adebayo or Goran Dragic means Jimmy Butler is more deserving of Finals MVP than LeBron James. Only at Outback. I mean, he's making a case. It's not just because Jimmy over here has got a bet on Jimmy Butler winning Finals MVP. Just saying. All right, but either way, we'll be back with the Andrew Gaze Grand Mamba Award and the Shane Hill Memorial and a whole bunch of other stuff right after, including the Game 6 preview right after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba. All right, clap it up. Clap it up, because it's a very easy one today, isn't it? It really is. The Andrew Gay's Grey Mamba Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence has got to go to Jimmy Butler. Only the second player to ever have, what is it, the 30-plus point, triple-double, and 5 steals in playoff history. 35 points, 11 assists, 12 rebounds, 5 steals, outscores the Lakers by himself in clutch time. But even like in the first half, he was the second player in the play-by-play era with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals in a playoff half. LeBron did that in 2017 in Game 5 of the Conference Finals. So Jimmy Butler just racking up some sweet records, which ironically enough, like LeBron has already been there and done that. But still, that's fucking sick. What a series he's having. He's out there 25, 13, and 8, 40, 13, 11, 22, 9, and 10, 35, 11, and 12 with 5 steals. But just his composure, his heart, his grit, and just going, fuck it. You can't stop. And the best part is he's changed parts of his game as well. He's like, fuck it, I'm not going to shoot over Anthony Davis. I'm going to keep charging into the teeth of the defense. And every time I get to my spot that I want to get to, I'm going to fucking shoot it. Doesn't matter where I am. Do these little step backs. I walk in from the three-point line, hit a long mid-ranger. Doesn't matter. And it's fucking great to see. So good stuff, Jimmy Butler. You are the Andrew Gaze Grey Mamba Award winner for today. What about a Shane Hill Shooter Shoot? Shoot your shot, light him up award. Praise the Lord, for I'm healed, Duncan Robinson. What a game. What a game. Ties a single-game playoff record for the Heaters with his 7 threes. And that's the second time he's hit 7 in a game this playoffs, which is absolutely unreal. Every other Miami Heat player ever has combined to have 2 of those in the playoffs. So Duncan Robinson is officially probably the best shooter in Heat history already, which is amazing. But 26 points today, 7 of 13 from 3. 8 of 15 overall. The 8 that he got, the 8th one that wasn't the 3, was a beautiful little putback where it's Duncan Robinson. Just out there fucking dunking it. So good. Duncan Robinson, there's like, you know, I've talked about it at length throughout these finals. Like, he's getting hot, and he's going to go off. And for once, I was actually fucking right. But he's undrafted. It's one of the most fucking awesome things ever. He's undrafted, second year, dropping 7 threes in a finals game. And as I said, look, I've talked about it. It's going to happen. It was going to happen at some point. It happened in Game 5. He's gotten better every single game. He had 0 points in Game 1, 9 in Game 2, 13 in Game 4, 17... Oh, sorry. Yeah, 13 in Game 3, 17 in Game 4, 26 today in Game 5. Duncan Robinson, you absolute fucking legend. The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Pretty easy one today. Jingling Joe Ingles. He's a pretty inspiring bloke at the best of times and at the worst of times. Doesn't matter. He's always inspiring. And today there's a great one. Jeff Carter tweeted out, "My son, can you go to the store and buy a Joe Ingles jersey without playing in the NBA? Me? For sure. Him? Whoa." Jingling Joe Ingles retweeted this, said, "Don't buy. I'll send one to you, Jeff. Your family already means a lot to me. Prayer hands emoji." Joe Ingles, you absolute fucking legend. That is so cool. So, Joe Ingles just out there helping dudes, helping families, as per usual. It's what he does. So bloody good. All right. So, with that in mind, we also got a Magic Johnson tweet today, which I really enjoyed. I think someone else like responded with the the legendary, "Okay, Google, tell me the results of today's game." That was Pothole 69. That was great. But yeah, the Magic tweets are just pretty great. Today, he had Heat superstar Jimmy Butler led his team again to victory with a triple-double, 35, 12, and 11. The unsung hero is Duncan Robinson with 26 points. I don't know if he's unsung, Magic, to be honest. I think everyone was pretty fucking aware of it. All right, let's have a look at the game previews and picks for Game 6 of the NBA Finals and wrap up our picks for today. This is all brought to you by playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up there. Get around their NBA specials. They're always tasty as. So, game preview. Game preview. Aw, thanks, inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. I was born during the NBA Finals. You grew here.
I mean, did I? But still. Look, our pick was Lakers -7.5 today. But if you go back to yesterday's show on Jimmy's best bets that are definitely going to lose you money, we did not lose you money. We went 9 of 11 on the picks yesterday with on the show with Lakers fan Tim that I threw Laker fan Tim's way. That brings us to the playoffs, 53 of 94 for the picks and tips. 563 of 168 for the season. Because I think we had the LeBron and Butts to score 25 each. That's a win. LeBron or Butts to have a triple-double. That was a win. I liked, as mentioned, the Heat +7.5 and the over. That's a win-win. I also mentioned if you like the Lakers with the -7.5, then you can also go KCP over 1.5 threes. That won. Danny Green over 1.5 threes. That won. We missed on the Coos 1.5 threes and the Lakers -7.5. We had Duncan Robinson over 4.5 points in the first quarter. That won. Duncan Robinson over 2.5 threes. That won. Jimmy Butler, points and assists, 32.5. Win. Jimmy Butler, points, rebounds, assists, over 40.5. Win. So there you go. All we missed on was Coos 1.5 threes and the Lakers -7.5. But as mentioned, I did like the Heat +7.5 in the over, if you like that, and went that, nailed it. So fucking 9 of 11. I'll take that. What the fuck just fell off? Probably my phone. There you go. Whatever. All right. So game 6 preview. Let's do 3 big questions for Lakers and Heat. Game 6. You little ripper. Monday, 10:30 in the morning, Australia time. Big one for the Lakers. Will AD be 100%? Look, he's been great filling in the gaps around LeBron all series. After games 1 and 2, it feels weird to be saying that in game 5. He was so dominant. LeBron was filling in the gaps around AD. And as soon as he was a little bit hobbly and had a bit of a shitty game 3, LeBron switched on the turbo jets and went, right, fuck yous, I'll carry to glory. So if Anthony Davis is at least approaching, what, 90%, Lakers would be feeling pretty good about themselves. But if he's not, and if it's like even like just a sprained ankle, we've already seen Jimmy Butler sprain his ankle and just go, I don't get it. Can Anthony Davis do that? I don't know. Anthony Davis seems to get hurt a fucking lot if you watch any game where Anthony hits the ground, he stays down for a long fucking time, sooking, moaning. Yes, I know shit hurts. But Jesus Christ, that guy sooks a lot. So if he's not 100%, Jesus Christ, the Heat have got to be rubbing their hands together going, fuck, we might have a chance here. The other second question for the Lakers, look, we've already ragged on Rondo, Kuz, Keith, and Danny Green. KCP was the only role player to really show up today. Do they get a role player bounce back? And in terms of the Lakers, this has always been the question. You go back to fucking literally any time we've done a 3-question preview for the Lakers. It's all about, will their role players show up? Will they hit threes? Today, KCP showed up. Danny Green showed up for little bits, but hadn't played for fucking 11 minutes, I think. He's out there ice cold, misses the game winner. Rondo can't do shit. Kuzma can't hit the side of a fucking barn. And Keith, after dropping 19 points and 9 points at different points this series, nothing. The thing is, that's inconsistency. That's what they do. That's what the Lakers role players are. They're inconsistent. That's why they're not stars. The thing is, I tend to agree with the idea that they will bounce back and probably be in game 6. So there we go. Number 3, LeBron triple-double finals MVP statement game. What do you reckon? He's going to sit here and stew in 48 hours of LeBron passed the ball. Oh, he should have taken the shot to win the game. Danny Green, fuck Danny Green. Markieff Morris tosses the ball to Anthony Davis instead of a wide open LeBron as well. LeBron's going to be sitting there going, fuck it, I'll do it myself. As mentioned with Tim yesterday, he's going to Nelson Munce it and just grab the ball and go, fuck it. Triple-double, finals MVP, give it to me, he says, and away we go. So I reckon there's going to be a run right there. But just 100%, if we've learned anything from this Lakers team, all finals, all playoffs, the role players are inconsistent, but LeBron will kick their asses into gear. And he doesn't shy away. It's not fucking 2015, 2017, where he can't do it all, you know, by himself. He's got his dudes there. I reckon they'll be all right. Heat, do we get a hero game? Can we get a 37-point explosion again? I don't know, but it'd be nice if Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero both have really, really solid games at the same time. Do we get a better Bam for the Heat? Because he was really in struggle town, missing 7 shots. I don't know if Bam's missed 7 shots all season in a game. You know? I feel like he might have had the old 2-of-8 game at one point, but 7 shots is a lot for Bam. Hopefully he's feeling good. And if Anthony Davis is like a little bit banged up, you like that idea of like at least their 2 big dudes are banged up. And for the final question for the Heat is like, I don't know, can Jimmy Butler really, really, can he do it again? It's the question that just keeps on coming. I love it. Jimmy Butler, can he just put this team on his back and will them to a game 7? Can he do it? What's his, over under the points, rebounds, assists combined for this game? 50? 52? Jesus. But my pick for this one is Heat plus 7.5, but I think the Lakers might win it. I feel like the Heat cover, but I feel like we get a Lakers win here. My best bets for this one are going to be Danny Green over 1.5 threes. I think he bounces back in a big way. He's a veteran. He's had up and down games before. He misses the game winning shot. I feel like he goes, fuck it, I'm going to hit like 3 or 4 threes and ride me until we win. Anthony Davis, even with his injury, I feel like there might be a bit of an over when it comes to his points. I think he's going to try to make a bit of a statement as well. As mentioned, LeBron triple-double. Take a peek at the odds for that. Give it a squiz, and the total points under. It's a closeout game 6. They hit the over today. I think game 6 will be a lot tighter. There'll be a lot more bricks. Remember, both teams shot really well from 3 in this game. Apart from some of the... Well, I mean, LeBron went 6 of 9. They wasted a 6 of 9 experience from LeBron. So they went and done fucked that up, the Lakers. But otherwise, they shot pretty well from 3. I mean, well, LeBron basically boosted the numbers for the Lakers there. But yeah, I think we'll go a bit under as a total points, but I feel like we get the Heat plus 7.5, but a Lakers win, which makes me sad. But look, I get another game. I'm happy with that. We all get another game. It's going to be fun. So they're all brought to you by PlayUp Australia. Go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up, get around their NBA specials. And that's it for today. A weekend show, episode 499. In the bag. We're back Monday for our 500th episode, baby! Woo! Because that's also when Game 6 is. But we're also going to have our big old chat with our super secret special guest. I think I mentioned on yesterday's show, I was like Chris Farley interviewing Paul McCartney. Like, hey, remember when you did this? That was so cool. Oh. But enjoy that. So we're going to be wrapping Game 6. Hopefully, you know, previewing a Game 7, but we've also got a massive chat with a super secret special guest. Make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG, we're all over the socials all the time. Get around NBAAustralia.com/shop. Buy a hoodie, buy a t-shirt, buy a stubby holder. Go on, help us out. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on the Android phone. It really does help out. Also, get around NFLAustralia.com. If you're into the old NFL, that's me and my buddy Gaz crushing it on the reg. Week in, week out. Basically a bit of an NBA Australia approach to NFL. TheDailyLiquor.com. Go there if you're in Melbourne, want to buy some booze. Don't waste your time going to the Bottle-O. Go to TheDailyLiquor.com. Use the code Straya. Spend $20 and get a free six-pack. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out the new band House Hats. They're up and running out of time as the best. Also, huge thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis. Fascinator, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Should I, Green, and Dozers. For all the tunes you hear throughout the show, give them all a smash on Bandcamp, Triple J Unearthed, and Faith. Remember, they can't play shows. Support them, please, the way they support us. And we support Australian bands. Goldmines album is out. Signals. I bought the vinyl, bought the t-shirt. It's ripper. All right, we'll close out today's show with a run at Back Cooking with Bainesy just to have a bit of a laugh. And we'll catch you on Monday for Game 6 in our 500th episode. Love you, legends. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And later, Hosen. Cooking with Bainesy is filmed in front of a live, socially distanced audience. And now it's time for Cooking with Bainesy with your host, Aaron Bangers Baines. All right. G'day. It's good to see the smattering of yous here in this studio. This is amazing. It's nice to see you're all wearing your face mask and you're all socially distanced. Oh, that's beautiful, it is. But the best part is, this is Cooking with Baines, and I'm your host, Aaron Bangers Baines. And look, in this here very special socially distanced episode, I'm going to get you to whip up an absolute treat. That's right, it's one of my all-time Aussie favourites. You can have it whenever. It's probably the best slab of meat you'll ever bloody eat. Because that's right, it's the secret Bangers Brisket Barbie Bonanza, straight out of Texas. You little ripper. Texas, Australia, I'll tell you what. That's right, I love me a big old slab of brisket cooked up on the barbie for about 8 years. Or in this case, about 8 hours. And it's oozy as, mate. You might think it's a bit complicated, but there's nothing less complicated than just cooking some meat. And if you really do it properly and get all your sides bang on, it'll help you keep up this physique. You know what I'm talking about. All right, so let's get stuck in. It is bloody simple, mate. All you gotta do is go down to your butcher, ask him for his best bit of brisket. You might have to call ahead or even ask him. Just walk past a few days beforehand, whatever. It's bloody worth it. Get the best brisket you can. Then you duck over to the soupy, get your gear for your spice mix. Now, this is Bangers spice mix. Brown sugar, paprika, onion, garlic, salt, some mustard, some cumin, and a bit of black pepper. And you're laughing. Get some gear for your sauce. You need some vinegar, some ketchup, or as I call it, tomato sauce, Worcestershire sauce, garlic, and some of those spices. Just toss them in. Go fucking mad. Now, get some sides. Load up with your sides at the soupy. Some green beans, some mac and cheese, a thing of coleslaw, plenty of potatoes to get more whip than my mate Simo when he was with that Kardashian. There you go. Now, fire up your barbie. Get her up to a nice even 120. Look, you can use charcoal, you can use gas. It doesn't bloody matter. If you're using charcoal, throw in some tasty, you know, wood chips in there for some smoky flavour if you want. I personally don't give a fuck, mate. You can just chuck it on the grill. Just gas, it doesn't matter, mate. Just, now, mix your spices together. Mix them all up. There you go. Now, rub them in all over your brisket. Now, some people like to cut the fat back. You can just leave it on. Doesn't matter. Just rub it all in nice and even like you're massaging my big mate Bogey's hammy after a big game. Oh, he gets you to do it and it's fucking gross. Oh. I'll tell you what. But anyway, let it sit there for a bit if you want after you've rubbed that all in. Nice looking, tasty, big slab of meat. Leave it, you know, half an hour to an hour, whatever. She's right there. Bang her on. Just bang her on the barbie. Close the lid. Bit of foil underneath it and away you go. Let that bastard cook for 8 to 10 hours. Simple. I mean, in the meantime, just keep an eye on the temperature. Crack a slab. Check the internal temperature of the meat every so often. You want it around 75 degrees once she's cooked. Neck a bunch of tins. Watch some footy. Then with about an hour until she's good, get to work on your sides. Whip your potatoes. Cook your greens, your mac and cheese. Dump your coleslaw out. Put it all on some nice little plates so it all looks nice and neat. It'll look special as. Rip the brisket out. sit there for an hour, bang. Bob's your bloody uncle. Look at this, just, oh, I'm just slicing it open. Look at that bloody brisket. That is bloody mouth-watering, that is. Mate, you can put it on sliders, or you can just eat it raw, dog. It doesn't matter. I'm going to slice this up, put it on a plate. Bob's your bloody Barbie-loving uncle. It is awesome. My friends, this is an absolute bloody ripper of a Bangers brisket Barbie bonanza. It is delicious, and it'll dead set impress all your mates and all the Sheilas. Don't you worry about that. All right, so just getting stuck in. This is bloody delicious. Do it at home yourselves. You'll have heaps left over to take to work for lunch, whatever, mate. You will love it. Just look how bloody. Look, I've cooked enough for all of you, so you're going to love it. There you go. All right, tune in next week to NBA Australia for a new recipe, and we will see you then on the next episode of Cooking with Bainesy.